Hello and welcome to this episode of the Magnetic Woman Show. Oh my goodness. I feel like the last, what, 2 weeks really has been this massive portal and is just becoming even more of a massive portal. So if you didn't see or didn't have an opportunity to join, I hosted an incredible speaker series called the Revolutionary Speaker Series, and it had 14 leading experts, visionaries, women who are really charting their own ways in the world. And it was such an incredible experience for me. And quite frankly, I feel like I have to do an entire like podcast episode just specifically on that. But I wanted to talk about because it is Easter weekend. And today I was driving around and I realized it was Good Friday, although I'm sure many of you are going to be listening to this after the fact since I'm recording this later in the evening. And I was thinking a lot about what Easter is. It's a death and resurrection, right? It is celebrating in the Christian Catholic tradition the death of Jesus and the resurrection of him. And in religions, ancient religions, there were many deities who had a death and rebirth, death and resurrection story. And many of them were goddesses. Many of the deities, divine figures that represented the death and rebirth process were female. Christianity is the only one where it is a male, or only a male is involved, right? So it really got me thinking because I talk a lot about the death and rebirth process because I am really passionate about the fact that I see, realize, believe that there are so many women who, the majority of women, quite frankly, who are not comfortable, confident, able to easily navigate this death and rebirth process. And I'm getting ready to go on a trip, which I'm so excited about. And it really got me thinking about desires that we've let die. And while sometimes there are things in our lives that we need to allow the death and rebirth process to take hold, to take over, as in we need to let things truly die in order for newness to be reborn. There are some desires that we've have that we've just let die, not because something needs to be reborn, not because there's something newer or better or even better to come from its space, but because we just lost faith, because we just disconnected, because we allowed our fear to become larger than the belief that we're worthy of our desires. And for me, I have a lot of those. I've had a lot of those. We all have. And I was really thinking about it today because again, I'm getting ready to travel abroad to Greece, to Crete specifically, and I'm going to be spending at least a week in a gorgeous place with a bunch of other sex and sensuality and embodiment coaches and like really reconnecting to sisterhood that I haven't had in a long time. And I was talking to my best friend yesterday, and I was telling her, like, the last few years, I think, if you're listening to this, there's a very good chance that you went through some kind of dark night of the soul, massive death and rebirth process in the last few years, right? Like we all have as a collective, and those of us who are in this space and who really are on the leading edge of feminine leadership, like we really have gone through a lot of death and rebirth processes, I have no doubt. But one desire that I really let die unconsciously, inadvertently, is my love of travel. And I let it die for a few reasons. One, for a long time, we could not travel, right? The world was really shut down. Travel was very restricted. It was really cumbersome and complicated. And what I did, like many of us, or like many times, I made a lot of stories about it, right? I let not traveling become a norm. And even though it made me sad and it made me uncomfortable, and I was like, I know I'm meant to be traveling, I had already attached so many stories to not traveling, as in, well, we'll make other people jealous or other people will get uncomfortable. And I'm not even talking about pandemic stuff. I'm talking about the fear of allowing life to get so good and inciting jealousy from others. And for those of us who are recovering codependents, people pleasers, good little girls, reformed good little girls, that fear of making others jealous, that fear of I can't, surely I can't let it be so good. That fear can unconsciously morph into stories that we attach to desires that have yet to flourish as to the reason why we can't have them. Right? So, for example, again, taking my example of traveling, again, pandemic aside, it was like, well, you know, business is slower and this and that, and I really can't afford to travel. And I'm also afraid, always afraid, or used to always be afraid of making other people uncomfortable and jealous. So then it became, well, I'm not traveling. Maybe I'm not meant to. See, maybe I'm meant to do it this way. Maybe I'm meant to deny my desires because maybe they're not really meant for me. And so, what I want to invite you into today, Good Friday, for those of you who celebrate Easter, and just at this moment in the year, in time, is what desires have you just let die and have you attached stories to as proof as to why you can't have them, as proof as to why they're not available to you or for you? And through this weekend, how can you look at resurrecting those desires? Now, again, there may be certain desires that you have that you're like, wow, I really wanted XYZ and I wanted it in this specific way, but I see that I still want XYZ, but I want it in a different way. Or there may be desires where you're like, I really desired XYZ, but now I realize I truly desire ABC. Then there will be desires that it's like, I really wanted XYZ. And if I knew it was possible, I still would really want XYZ. And so really looking at how can you resurrect, reconnect, reclaim these desires that you've let fall to the wayside and have allowed stories to attach themselves to. So if you want to reconnect to your desires, I've opened a mini mind, which is a small container for five women. Over the next 3 months, we're going to have one call a month, and you have unlimited Voxer, like group Voxer, which is voice and text. And as I go to Greece, as I like so deeply anchor into the fucking goddess, you will have me in real time, like transmitting my learnings, my own expansion in my desires and pleasure. And this mini mind is called Pleasure the Quantum Factor, because as I've been talking to clients of mine who are doubling their income while working less than half the time, year after year, who are having better, more enjoyable, more frequent sex, who are manifesting more quickly than they ever have, who are starting their passion businesses and things are up and running. Like, As I talk to these women, it's always about coming back to pleasure. It's always about remembering that there's always more pleasure to be had. And I'm not saying that pleasure is the quote magic pill, because it is a discipline. It requires commitment. It requires you rewiring your brain, your body, your energy to reach for pleasure in every moment. And when we learn to do that, we quantum leap without exception. And so I like this container is so incredible. It's small, it's intimate. You'll get so much time with me. You'll get so much feedback from me. The group chat opens next Tuesday, April 11th. And I'm charging like 25% of what I would normally charge for this. And at this point, this is the only time I'm running it. And at this point, if I run it again, it will be like 75% more. So the link is below, or you can go to themagneticwoman.com/pleasure. Also, the Red Temple's doors are open for enrollment until April 10th. So you can go to themagneticwoman.com/temple. And I'm so fucking excited because the Red Temple is evolving into, and we are becoming the space for spiritual and sexy leaders and entrepreneurs. So women who are spiritual and conscious and devoted to inner work, as well as devoted to pleasure and turn on and pussy, and who are wild and unapologetic about who the fuck they are. Because as the Red Temple, like it started out as this membership meets mystery school, but now the best part is I'm having guest teachers come in not to just teach workshop, like 1 hour workshops, but to teach mini courses. I'm having people come in to do group astrology readings, group tarot readings. It's going to become such a much more collaborative space. And with that, the price will go up. So you can join right now at the current pricing until April 10th. So like midnight on the 9th. And you can go to themagneticwoman.com/temple. But I just invite you to really look at how, what desires have I let die, and how can I begin to resurrect and reclaim them? All right, my loves, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I have a special one coming for you for this Sunday, and I'll see you then.